The call to post means it's time for Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio Network. We're talking thoroughbred racing and breeding from Virginia, around the Mid-Atlantic, and across the country. Off to the Races is powered by the Racing Biz, the independent voice for Mid-Atlantic racing and breeding. Find them at www.theracingbiz.com. Now here's your host with Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio Network.
Good morning, everybody. Stepping in for Frank Vespi this morning, I'm your host, Nick Hahn. Frank is doing well, but had a unforeseen incident come up that prevented him from coming in and doing the show today. So I came in off the also eligibles list to host my former show, Off to the Races, this morning. Hope you are doing well. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. What a busy show we have today. I'm fortunate to do this show. We are 5 weeks away from the Kentucky Derby. That means final preparations are being made. These horses have basically one more chance to find their place in the Kentucky Derby starting gate at Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May. And we'll recap some of the action from last week, the Louisiana Derby and the Sunland Derby, here in a moment. But on today's show, we will head down to South Florida, where Teresa Gennaro will join us, give us a live update from Gulfstream Park about not only the Gulfstream Park sale, but it's Florida Derby Day, a major stakes race, major prep race. And as I mentioned, the last opportunity for many of these horses to earn points and get into that Kentucky Derby starting gate. Also today, we'll have an update from some local horsemen, Ferris Allen, a perennial leading trainer at Colonial Downs, and Karen Dennehy-Godsey will join us around 10:30 or so and talk about the preparations and the impact of the return of Colonial Downs will have to them, and also maybe provide a little other insight on what their summer plans are and what it means to train horses. And of course, we have Derby Bill Watson. He is keeping tabs of racing literally all around the globe this morning.
Sheikh Mohammed Abdul Watson
is calling, following the races in Dubai this morning, and he'll provide some updates as racing across, literally spanning the globe this morning, as the world's second richest horse race, the Dubai World Cup, comes out of the starting gate about lunchtime, Eastern time here, and we'll have an update on that race as well. So Derby Bill will join us and do some handicapping. Very busy show this morning. Want to start off with a look at last week, and we kind of billed last week as rematch Saturday because a lot of horses were facing each other for the second time in the Derby, in the spring Derby prep season. Out at the fairgrounds in Louisiana, it was the Louisiana Derby. The overwhelming favorite in the race was War of Will, who was sitting on top the Derby point standings about this time last week. And also Country House was his adversary. They had some great races earlier at the fairgrounds and had a nice duel in the Risen Star previously. So let's go out and hear Joe Christufek's call of the fairgrounds and find out what happened.
As they come for home with under a quarter of a mile to go, War of Will's in traffic and still well back and still the buck to do for War of Will with a furlong to go. And it's Spinoff who's taking a short lead from a battling By My Standards swing of that Country House. It's Spinoff and By My Standards for Gabriel Saez. It's By My Standards and Spinoff, By My Standards at 22-1 to win the Louisiana Derby.
That explosion you heard was the tote board blowing up at the fairgrounds, as the duel we anticipated between Country House and War of Will just did not surface. It was Gabriel Saez with Be My Standards, trained by Brett Calhoun and owned by Allied Racing Stables, that earned 100 points and moved right to the top of previously a maiden a horse that won a maiden race at the fairgrounds, and that was pretty much it for Be My Standards. Now, all of a sudden, finds himself atop of the Derby standings and has punched his ticket to Churchill Downs. He wins the mile in an eighth race on the dirt for, of course, for three-year-olds. $1 million and $600 going to the first place finisher there, $600,000, $1 million dollar purse for the race. So congratulations. That horse is by Golden Sense, out of a Jealous Woman, a mare by Matargib. I'll try and get that right. But congratulations to those connections and a lot more on this horse. A very impressive effort. $47 to win a long shot, hitting the board and making an impact on the Kentucky Derby scene. On Sunday, out at Sunland Park in New Mexico, the Sunland Park Derby. This was the race that Mind That Bird came from nowhere, won this race, and then ended up winning the Kentucky Derby as well back in 2009. The Sunland Park Derby was run on Sunday. We anticipated a matchup between Mucho Gusto and Another Twist of Fate, two horses that had battled each other out in California. Robert Geller will take us home through the stretch of the Sunland Park Derby.
Putting Humor on the outside and Mucho Gusto, and they turn together. Mucho Gusto digs in on the inside. Mucho Gusto cutting Humor. Now Another Twist of Fate lets loose and down the center. Tries to run down Cutting Humor. Cutting Humor. Another Twist of Fate. Another Twist of Fate coming with every stride as they go to the wire. Cutting Humor just got in from Another Twist of Fate. Six away, Mucho Gusto, wicked indeed, at iCloud.
So it's Cutting Humor that spoils the duel between Another Twist of Fate and Mucho Gusto in the Sunland Park Derby and earns points toward the Derby standings. So another, not as big as an upset, only 660 to the winner there, but it provides Todd Pletcher, who Todd Pletcher was not really in the Derby picture. It's kind of hard to believe. He starts horses by platoon in the Kentucky Derby. This year, somewhere around January, February, you were wondering if he was going to have any Derby horses at all. He is gearing up. He has Cutting Humor now, the winner of the Sunland Park Derby. A couple of races to look ahead. The UAE Derby might be being run right now. It's being run in Dubai, and that's a point race toward the Kentucky Derby standings. Of course, we mentioned the Florida Derby earlier. There's another race in Japan that'll provide a little bit of points, but these are the races that are going to have an impact on the Derby selection starting gate. The Wood Memorial next week, the Bluegrass next week, the Santa Anita Derby next week, the Lexington in 2 weeks at Keeneland, and the Arkansas Derby. And when we get with Derby Bill later in the show, we'll take a look and see what where some of these horses are going and how the Derby starting gate might measure up. Also, yesterday was a big day, especially out in California, where racing returned, and here's what it sounded like.
All set, and they're off. Discreet Stevie B is going out for the lead. Lucky Bright Eyes comes away in second. Miss Omnipotent on the outside, third. Then it's Ride Out the Storm.
The voice of Frank Mariotti out at Santa Anita. Santa Anita returned to racing yesterday without incident, and Discreet Stevie B, the winner of the first race at Santa Anita. There hasn't been any rain out there. They check horses out there like babies, according to the winning trainer of Epical, the winner of the stakes race, the feature yesterday at Santa Anita in the San Luis Rey Stakes. James Cassidy was the winner of that race, but it's happy to see Santa Anita back. We need Santa Anita in racing, and hopefully some of the breakdowns that we saw earlier in the year, that's behind us. It can happen in racing. It's unfortunate, and no one likes to see it. It's happened at Colonial Downs before. I remember we had four breakdowns in 1 week, and it really led some people to start scratching their heads and trying to figure out what was happening with the racetrack there. But it happens. But fortunately, without incident yesterday, and good luck to Santa Anita. We know that they're taking great care of their horses out there. We're going to go to break on Off to the Races. When we come back, we'll speak with Teresa Gennaro from South Florida as Gulfstream Parks hosts the Florida Derby later this afternoon. You're listening to Off to the Races, powered by The Racing Biz.
We're Richmond's number one source for local sports with Black and Drew in the morning, plus Matt Josephs and Greg Burton in the afternoon. We are your local sports talk leader. 99.5 and 102.7 ESPN.
Westwood One presents great moments in tournament history.
A smart shot by Indiana. How the Orange got crushed after this.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
A strong work ethic takes pride in a job well done. This is you. But to get an honest day's work, you need a callback. You need a job. Express Employment Professionals can help. We'll connect you to the right company. We're committed to your success and never charge a fee to find you a job. Express knows jobs. Get to know Express. Find your location at expresspros.com or on the Express Jobs app.
Maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-970-8855. That's 800-970-8855. 800-970-8855.
March 30th, 1987.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-523-8850 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-523-8850. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-523-8850. That's 800-523-8850.
Covering our local teams
with a local passion.
We're dedicated to the most sports talk for true RVA sports fans. 99.5 and 102.7 ESPN.
Here comes the horn. Well, not in Chicago. That might be later in the summer when Arlington Park kicks off their racing season. But we're going to head down now to South Florida, where journeyman journalist Teresa Gennaro maybe had aspirations of Dubai this weekend, but the best she could do was Gulfstream Park in South Florida. Teresa, thanks for spending some time with us on Off to the Races this morning. How's the weather down there, and what's the atmosphere like for the Florida Derby?
The weather's great.
And I wouldn't go to Dubai if you paid me, just to set the record straight. Not a big fan of a lot of things that happen over there. Some good racing, to be sure, but I'm really happy being in South Florida. It's gorgeous this morning. Not too hot, but probably will be later in the day. Got a few kind of big fluffy clouds outside, but lots of sunshine and the weather looks terrific.
Yeah, they'll be running the UAE Derby that hasn't really been very successful in the Triple Crown here in America. So, yeah, they may not the horses don't like to come over here either. But wanted to talk to you a little bit about the your week, I guess, down in South Florida. Maybe with a start with the sale that just recently was held this past week. Jamie McCormick, and I hope I'm pronouncing that name right, certainly bought put a lot of money down in the name of Mr. Magnier in terms of buying some of these horses. I mean, look at just kind of going through the sales results here. Six horses going for $1 million or more during this sale. What were your thoughts of the sale, and what was the atmosphere like in the sale?
Sure. Definitely happy to talk about that. I want to jump back to the UAE Derby just for a second, because it was run just a few minutes ago, and the top two finishers were U.S.-based horses. Fluska Parfait won it for trainer Brendan Walsh, and Grey Magician was second. So we had a U.S. exacta in the UAE Derby, which I don't believe has happened before. So those horses will be coming back and, you know, almost certain to run in the Derby if all goes well. So perhaps this is the year that the UAE Derby winner comes back and makes some noise in Louisville. As for the sale, I wasn't there for the whole thing. I wasn't working yet. I went over about midway through, just in time to see a $1.3 million Curlin Filly sell. As you noted, there were some really big prices heralded at the very end, one of the last few hits to go through the ring by the $3.65 million horse that was purchased by Coolmore in partnership with an anonymous buyer at this point. When the horse makes it to the races, we'll know who Coolmore's partner is in that. That was the buzz horse in the sale, and I think he went for probably more than they had expected. The auctioneers really kind of dragged it out. It took a long, long time for them to get to that number, but get there they did, and the horse will go to Bob Baffert, who was on the grounds at Gulfstream earlier this week.
Just taking another back step myself, Grey Magician came out of the Miracle Wood, didn't even win the race, and ends up finishing second in the UAE Derby. So that's got to be some kind of first. What an opportunity there for Gary Barber there. So it's Florida Derby Day at Gulfstream Park, a track I've never been to. I've been to Calder. I've only been to one track in Florida, and that was Calder. I Let It Ride was on TV this past week, and I was looking at Hialeah, and somehow I wished I could have made it down there during those glory days. But, you know, the impact in the atmosphere surrounding a major prep race, we don't really get to see that too much in the Mid-Atlantic. A little bit at Laurel as preparations are races occurs in front of the Preakness. But, you know, what is the atmosphere like? How much home state interest is there? You know, when these horses either spend their spring there or come into town, what's the vibe down there like for a race like this?
It's pretty quiet in the lead up to the race. I'm not sure how many people you have coming as fans to this. Occasionally I hear from people who have decided to make a trip down just to be a customer here. But the new Gulfstream plant, which was redone by the Stronach Group about a decade ago, doesn't really offer a lot in the way of seating. So a lot of people don't think of it as a really comfortable place to see a race necessarily. Obviously, a lot of horse people will be here. Trainers, owners will come down. And the place will be much, much more packed than usual based on last year's, and especially given that the weather's nice. People seem to be okay with standing or getting a spot in the sun. And it's because it's much smaller than it used to be, can be a little tough to get around. But you know, people who show up are definitely psyched. This is their derby, and often figures to be relevant in some way going forward. Last year's winner, Audible, will be running in the UAE in the Dubai World Cup later today. So we'll see how he does. There's definitely a good buzz. Unfortunately, perhaps overshadowed by what's been going on out in Santa Anita, another Stronach Group-owned track. A lot of the Stronach Group people are not here this week as they would normally be because they're out there dealing with the resumption of racing, which started there yesterday.
Three of the last six Derby winners, Always Dreaming, Nyquist, and Orb, won the Florida Derby and used that to steam into Louisville and win the Kentucky Derby. Before that, there was a little bit of a lull. We had Quality Road, who didn't run in the Derby, would have been the Derby favorite if not for a setback the week of the race. Big Brown won this race. Barbaro won this race. Monarcos, some of the past Derby winners have won this race, but it's kind of seen a little bit of a return, hasn't it? Certainly the $1 million purse money helps, but what are your thoughts on the race itself?
I think it's a really interesting race. You've got, some long shots, and they've sort of ruled the day. We had a big long shot win the Louisiana Derby last week, and the Fountain of Youth was won by Harvey Wallbanger, who was like 30-1. So it seems like maybe this Derby year you don't count out the horses that you think you could count out, but you've also got a pretty big trio of horses that people will keep their eye on, with Hidden Scroll 5-2. Impressed everybody with his maiden victory in the mud down here earlier this year. Then a little bit less impressive coming back to run fourth in the Fountain of Youth. But I know that there are a lot of people who think he had some excuses in that race. So I think, he is certainly one to watch. And we'll see which was the fluke, the Fountain of Youth fourth place finish or the freak maiden race. Code of Honor, winner of the Fountain of Youth, Code of Honor, winner of the Fountain of Youth, comes back here. He is not the favorite. Hidden Scroll is the favorite. Code of Honor has done little wrong in his career. Four starts, two wins. Looked really good winning the Fountain of Youth here earlier this month, March 2nd. And he was followed really closely, less than a length, by Bourbon War, who a lot of people like today as well. So could be a really interesting race. And maybe from the betting perspective, some of these long shots, Harvey Wallbanger is back, 15-1 on the morning line. Maybe there's money to be made in this race, even if one of the favorites comes in first.
This year is so different from last year. Last year, there were so many impressive spring performances that led to many to believe it was the best Derby field in years, and then Justify just tore through it like lightning in the Triple Crown. This year, there's the wins have been sort of lackluster. You haven't seen a lot of repeat performances. Who do you kind of, what is your assessment of the Derby picture so far? Who do you like, and what do you make of just this year's 3-year-old crop?
Well, I think it's interesting because so often we form our opinions about the 3-year-old crop in the run-up to the Derby. And you're right, people last year were talking about how deep the Derby was. But not many of those horses came out of that race and went on to do particularly well. So was it a really good 3-year-old crop, or were they just sort of precocious, did well when they needed to early in their career and then sort of faded away? I like that we don't have one standout going in. It looked to be War of Will before his fourth place finish in the Louisiana Derby. Fortunately, he seems to be doing well. There was some thought that he might have had a minor injury, but he is still on the trail. And I don't think you can really count him out. Obviously, the California picture is really muddied because we did not have the San Felipe many of those horses shipped over to Oaklawn for that split division of the Rebel. So we'll see what happens at Santa Anita next weekend. Three big preps next weekend, the Wood Memorial, which the winner of that race hasn't won the Derby since Fusaichi Pegasus way back. So we'll see who comes out of that race. Also have the Bluegrass and the Santa Anita Derby. So I think there's, you know, a lot of running still to be done before we figure out who's the who looks to be the Derby favorite. I don't know how much luster War of Will has lost. He didn't break well, and I believe he did grab a quarter, so he had some excuses in that race. But I like the idea that there's not one standout going in. I think it's way more fun when you've got a lot of horses who might be competitive with each other.
And certainly more rewarding at the gate, because a Derby favorite has won the last five or six editions. Teresa Gennaro joining us from South Florida this morning on Off to the Races. Looking forward to seeing you at the Preakness again, and thanks for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Great. Teresa Gennaro. We're going to head to break on Off to the Races. When we come back, we'll speak with Ferris Allen and Karen Dennehy-Godsey about preparations leading up to the meet. Hey, we got racing coming back to Colonial Downs this August. You're listening to Off to the Races, powered by The Racing Biz.
Nominate an individual who's a positive effect in the community as the Call Federal Credit Union Coach of the Month. Go to ESPNRichmond.com to register. Just tell us the name of the person you're nominating, the team they're coaching, and the reason you're sending us his or her name.
The Coach of the Month is sponsored by Call Federal.
Stone Soul 2019 is coming to Virginia Credit Union Live at the Richmond Raceway, Saturday, June 8th. For more information on how to become a vendor or exhibitor, please call 804-501-0720. That's 804-501-0720.
99.5 and 102.7 ESPN are honoring the people making a difference in the life of your child. Nominate an individual who's a positive effect in the community as the Call Federal Credit Union Coach of the Month. Go to ESPNRichmond.com to register. Just tell us the name of the person you're nominating, the team they're coaching, and the reason you're sending us his or her name. Winners will be selected monthly and recognized during the Black and Drew Sports Huddle. The Coach of the Month is sponsored by Call Federal, passionately local banking, dedicated to being your financial coach.
Every day, all over Central Virginia, Feed More feeds kids, we feed families, and we feed seniors. We do that with your help. We need you to volunteer. Time, money, energy, it all counts. It all fights hunger. You can too.
Attention! If you have bad credit, you're probably routinely turned down for loans or financing. Whether you're getting a car, a house, or a credit card, having good credit gives you the opportunities you deserve. Safe Credit Solutions knows how easy it is to let your credit get away from you. And we've helped so many people in similar situations repair their credit. Our team of FICO-certified professionals could help no matter how bad it's gotten. But you need to call us at 855-781-6910. We'll examine your credit report and help you get it back to where you want it, allowing you to qualify for that new car, house, or card. If you're serious about repairing your credit, call us at 855-781-6910. We'll create an affordable month-to-month plan for you to repair your credit effectively and provide immediate service to help you get your credit back. Some of our clients have seen results in as few as 30 to 45 days. Our consultants are standing by to help. 855-781-6910. 855-781-6910. 855-781-6910.
Hey, this is Tagaj. Join me weekdays 10 to 1 on the Dan Le Batard Show, now on 99.5 and 102.7 ESPN.
Beautiful Saturday morning in Central Virginia. Yeah, the Charlottesville Bureau here. I'm your host, Nick Hahn, on Off to the Races, sitting in for Frank Vespi, who needed his Saturday. I'll just put it to you that way. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. We're going to go head out and talk to Ferris Allen, who is a perennial leading trainer at Colonial Downs. Ferris, thanks for spending some time with us on Off to the Races. First off, just wanted to get your thoughts on what the return of racing to Virginia and Colonial Downs means to you.
Good morning, Nick. It's awfully good to hear your voice. Miss all of the Virginia folks. Haven't seen you since 2013, a lot of you. So, it's a really, really nice thing, that, you know, we've waited 5 years to get back going, and it looks like it's going to have been worth the wait with a new ownership and management team that's come in.
Some of the preparations that they are making to just the rework of the interior Colonial Downs, the historic horse racing addition to the gaming complex, and of course, you know, that supernatural turf course that should be up for a burn here very shortly. You know, there is a stakes race named after your father, the Bert Allen. They've been running it in Maryland while Colonial has been dormant here, but that'll come back to Colonial Downs. You know, what are the preparations? What changes have you made to your year in terms of the upcoming meet?
Well, things are really different this year than in previous years. Two very important things. One is the quality of racing at Colonial this year is going to be much higher than it has been in past years, which is really good for the fans and really good for the horsemen that have the horses that are able to compete in the better races that they hope to offer. The other thing is that at the present time, there is no cooperation agreement between the Maryland Jockey Club, which runs Laurel and Pimlico, and Colonial. So it may be that, that both tracks are running head to head, during the Colonial meet.
That'll certainly be different. Probably with that familiar voice, someone like Dave Rodman, you know, will probably stay in Maryland to call the races up there. $500,000 in purse money, average daily purses, will certainly make an impression in terms of attracting horsemen. Racing has just changed so much in the last 5 or 6 years. There have been so many things that have come up. Wanted to kind of pose this to you just maybe as a last question, get a little bit out of the industry for a moment, or at least this question. Some of the training aspects. You played college baseball at William & Mary, and just kind of wanted to just get a thought about how coaching and just how it relates to training and just things that could be carried over that you carried over between the two sports. You know, how does training relate to coaching?
Well, everything about sports is all about personnel. And all about having quality personnel around you, whether it's assembling a coaching staff or whether it's assembling a roster of ball players, or whether it's putting together a barn full of quality horses that are owned by good people, and your staff, your grooms, your hot walkers, your exercise riders are the best personnel that you can find to do things. And this is this is universal when it comes to to running a sport situation well or a business situation well. And it's really key to making things go well. That being said, guys that were good football coaches or good baseball coaches or good players themselves, many of them have come over and tried to be good horse trainers. The most recent one is Bodie Miller, who was going to revolutionize horse racing coming over from skiing, right? And there are too many differences. This, every sport is detail oriented and sport specific. And so if you want to be a good horse trainer, you got to learn about horses. If you want to, I would be lost now trying to coach a top level baseball team because I've been away from it for 30 some years. I don't know what those guys do now. I can't read all of those metrics that come across from Major League Baseball teams. I'm too far away from it, So it's very much a specialty oriented thing.
Yeah, certainly a man of many talents. I appreciate you throwing and giving my son Jake a couple of pointers on the backstretch so long ago. You should see him now. But Ferris, thanks for spending some time with us on Off to the Races this morning, and looking forward to seeing you this August. if not before.
All right, thank you, Nick.
Great. Ferris Allen joining us from Maryland on Off to the Races this morning. Want to also bring on someone a little bit more local to Colonial Downs. And, boy, basically have seen her grow up in front of us at Colonial Downs. Karen Dennehy Godsey joins us on Off to the Races. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Hey, just wanted to, you know, give our listeners an opportunity to hear about what an impact the opening of Colonial Downs means to a very local outfit, someone that's very dedicated to Virginia racing, as you and your mom have been through the years. How excited are you about this August? I know the Triple Crown's in front of us, but what do you think about August?
Oh my gosh, it's kind of unbelievable because, you know, when it first, you know, shuttered, we kind of all, you know, fought for what we had. And then, you know, so many years went by, you didn't want to lose hope, but you kind of did. And then with this new group, it just almost sounds too good to be true. I mean, they're horse racing fans. They're promoting it. They're, you know, supporting local people, you know, businesses and produce and everything. So it's extremely exciting because I know when Colonial was open before, and like you said, I kind of grew up back there and you know, found my way. So, you know, all these opportunities came to me while I was working there during the summers, and so I'm very optimistic. I have no clue what this new track's going to hold with, you know, better quality racing and much better purses, and it seems like a much more fun atmosphere. And you know, I'm excited to see what they bring because I can imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, when Colonial Downs opened, you were at least a young teenager. Now you're a mother of of all things when it reopens here, raising children and horses. I mean, you mentioned the you know, just the you were kind of losing hope, and it just kind of took so long before somebody surfaced and Virginia Racing returned. I mean, you have the certification program, which was perfectly timed. I mean, what a catalyst in terms of getting horses in state and getting people energized. And then all of a sudden the new ownership group, you know, was successful in their attempts to purchase Colonial Downs, and John Marshall and Jill Byrne bringing in some good people to run the and knowledgeable people to run racing there. You know, what are just like you know, your thoughts of just the last two or three years? You know, what a turnaround!
It's huge. I mean, we went from, you know, when the track closed, and you know, I was young, just starting out, and you know, a third of my yearly income came from the races I won down at Colonial. And when that closed, you know, being young, wanting to start a family, just marrying them, like, wow, that was a big hit. And you know, there wasn't, every state has a reason for you to go there. You know, you go further south for the weather, or you went to Maryland for, you know, the breeding, and then you went to West Virginia, had a breeding program. Delaware had that certification. Virginia didn't really have anything, so the people only sent horses to us because they liked us. But you know, with the Virginia certified program, now it's people that didn't know us are so interested. I mean, it's, you know, it's made things go tenfold. I've been able to, you know, raise my rates, be able to pay my help better, and, you know, improve. You know, we've been in operation since 1947, so I had a lot of improvements, and we're able to do them now. So that's been super exciting. But, you know, before the certification program, I was looking at other options. I mean, I went into, you know, maybe selling insurance and, you know, some jewelry stuff on the side, and that's definitely not me. And, you know, my grandfather, my mom and dad, they did blood, sweat and tears to keep that farm going. And, you know, it was kind of, I was in a pickle on, you know, how I was going to make this work, or whether it was going to, you know, I was going to be the last straw, and luckily this stuff came around, and I feel really, really good about the future now.
Well, we'll end right there with that. Thanks for spending some time with us. Karen Dennehy Godsey joining us on Off to the Races from Eagle Point Farm, just north of Richmond, right down the street from where they're celebrating Secretariat at the Meadow this weekend. Lots of events out there. Karen, thanks for spending some time with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Great. We're headed to break on Off to the Races. When we come back, we'll get into the horses. Derby Bill Watson, I'm sure we'll have more on the UAE Derby and the upcoming Dubai World Cup and, of course, the Florida Derby. He's actually been to Gulfstream Park before. You're listening to Off to the Races.
Got a sports opinion you just can't wait to share? Call the ESPN Richmond voicemail anytime.
638-9508.
Leave us a message with your thoughts, and we'll play them back on Black and Drew.
804-638-9508.
What are you working for? It's about more than what you do. It's about achieving something greater for yourself and for others. So ADP is enabling people to work better and embrace new challenges. To work anywhere and everywhere, and helping everyone reach their full potential. At ADP, we're designing a better way to work, so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated and third-party insurers.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-523-8850 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-523-8850. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-523-8850. That's 800-523-8850.
Whether you're tuning in to talk sports
or listen to the game,
thanks for making us number one in Richmond.
We're 99.5 and 102.7 ESPN.
I kind of like the British rock a little bit better, but I know there's not a bigger fan of American rock and roll than Derby Bill Watson. We've had this discussion before, and Styx leading us out of break on Off to the Races. Derby Bill, thanks for spending some time with us on your Saturday morning. Looking forward to getting your thoughts on the Kentucky Derby picture, the UAE Derby, the Dubai World Cup, the Florida Derby today. geez, we only have about 14 minutes, but I wish we had an hour and 14 minutes to go over it. I think I could spend a lot of time here. Maybe let's just start with the UAE Derby. Get your thoughts on the race. Maryland Horse finished second, and you know, maybe that's enough to get him into the Triple Crown picture with Gray Magician here. What are your thoughts on Dubai?
He'll get in. That's 40 points for second place. Gray Magician, he's got 41 now, and Joel Rosario up, gave him a good ride. Plus, Q Parfait, your lady pronounced it a lot better than I could. It's 15-1 morning line, 8-1. Put the blinkers on this horse, and the horse just stuck to the rail and just stole the race. And this race was really not looking like a race that would send horses to the Kentucky Derby that can compete. And I still don't think it will, but this horse was pretty impressive on the rail. Plus Q Parfait adding the blinkers here and paid $19.60 on a chock full day in Dubai. Favorites everywhere. Jose Ortez was up on two mounts already, two wins, two for two. The Americans are doing well. Todd Pletcher has a win. Jose's won $4 million in purses already, including the big one there with Plus Q Parfait.
So we had racing analyst, noted racing analyst Steve Haskin go around the OTBs in Richmond yesterday, Breakers and the TJ Maxx shopping center, where they have $1,000 handicapping contest today. Also, fill the slate here. Ponies and Pints is another OTB located in Chaco Slip, if you happen to be closer to downtown. But we have the Dubai World Cup coming up here, and it's not the same, you know, with the Pegasus World Cup running in January now. It just doesn't really attract the same horses as it maybe has in the past, but you do have Thunder Snow coming back, the repeat winner looking to defend his crown. Remember, he had that disastrous Kentucky Derby where he thought it was a steeplechase race coming out of the gate, just started hopping. You have Doll King, which actually has Virginia breeders part of this. Remember, we had Long On Value go over there and finish second in the sprint. Well, Doll King, who is ironically raced in South Korea and in Dubai for his career in this field. You have Gunavera, you have Yoshida, you have Audible, who won the Florida Derby running today. The favorite is North America, of all horses to be named in the Dubai World Cup. What's your assessment of this race?
Yeah, North America is not bred in North America, but very solid horse. Seems like a second chance race for, the Pegasus is taking the Thunder now as the leading American race in the world in January. And that he doesn't leave a lot left here. You got Gronkowski, which is the sentimental pick. The horse hadn't retired. Only the football players retired. 20-1 Gronk, big late runner here. You got Pavel. You got all the horses that have lost and disappointed me in the past. Yoshida, Thunder Snow. Now, Dawkins, the one that the breeder lives in Noakesville, Virginia, and runs a farm in Virginia. Dawkins, a big long shot here, but big late runner. So it might get, sixth place pays $250,000. Sixth place, Nick, pays $250,000 over there. That's why they're over there. And XY Jet just won the Golden Shaheen, if you need that one. XY Jet at 6-5. Very chalky day over there in Cheeky Land. I'm much more looking forward to the Florida Derby.
Yeah, Florida Derby. I actually like Seeking the Soul a little bit in this race coming out of the Pegasus World Cup. But, 13-horse field, and you get 250 for finishing in the top half, 250,000. That's not bad. Hey, that'll buy a lot of straw, won't it? Before we get into the Florida Derby, just kind of wanted to maybe get your assessment of the Triple Crown trail so far. We're literally coming down the stretch. Many of these horses will be fortunate to get one more start before the first Saturday in May. we went down the roster of some of these horses, some of the races coming up. Be My Standards is currently first on the Kentucky Derby points list. Number 20 is Nick's Go. The first one out is Signal Man, who is number 21. Of course, the top 20 make it to the starting gate, and barring any defections. Mind Control might be a horse that prefers shorter distance, so that might open up the door for, you know, some other horses. Instagram, Gray Attempt, Harvey Wallbanger, depending on how they do today. Even Kathleen O'Connell, who we know at Colonial Downs, has well defined. But, you know, sitting here at the end of March, who do you kind of like in the Derby? So, you know, it's 5 weeks away. If you put a future bet in today, who might you go with?
I probably wouldn't until after today, the Florida Derby, and next week's Wood. I think you can bet the future Derby bet next weekend or after the Wood, the Bluegrass, and the Arkansas Derby. I mean, the Wood Memorial. The three big ones are next week, and today's big one. That should clear the picture up a little bit right now. Right now, it's just absolutely wide open. The value is there. Even Game Winner is probably 12-1 in the future pools. And he was like, there's no Justify this year, Nick. There's absolutely no Justify undefeated monster.
Yeah, that shows you how convoluted the Derby picture is this year. When you got Derby Bill timid on making a stance, I agree with you. I'm scratching my head. I'm trying to figure it out as well. And so into the Florida Derby we go with Hidden Scroll, a 14 length winner in his maiden debut, very impressive, but then just got to the lead in the Fountain of Youth and faded to fourth. Actually had a little bit of a troubled start to that race. Harvey Wallbanger, the Holy Bull winner, returns looking for points to get into the Derby scene there. You got Bourbon War. You got Maximum Security as another horse. Code of Honor, the as I mentioned, the Fountain of Youth winner. Yeah, take us through the Florida Derby.
I'm not hyping this race too much. It's only produced 24 Kentucky Derby winners over its time. Probably the premier winner race in the Triple Crown Series nowadays. Everybody targets it because of beautiful weather down there, and you can train your horses and not fear Mother Nature at all. And down there, obviously, Nick, you had the music on earlier of Styx, a great band. I was down there with Harlan's Holiday, won the Florida Derby, and my one of my favorite bands, Styx, so I'm proud of that. And then your favorite band, Loverboy, opened up for them. So, well, quite a day down there in Florida in the old days when they had the Florida State Fair there, too, at Gulfstream Park every year. It's changed a little bit now. It's more of a racino casino. The whole world's changing to casinos and racinos. So the focus of the race and the competition from around the country of races popping up right and left, especially on the turf, have flustered it, and they really need to boost up the Florida Derby purse from $1 million up to $2 million by next year, in my eyes. Bourbon War here is Artie Sheeler. We saw at Colonial Downs run on the turf. It's got turf breeding, and the horse hadn't run on turf in so long, I don't understand. If he loses this race, I would take him to the turf, but you have Curlin's great kid current here for Todd Pletcher at 15-1. There's no favorite in this race that I like either, Nick. This one's Hidden Scroll has faded from everybody's favorite. Everybody's favorite drink, Harvey Wallbanger. Not everybody's favorite drink, but that horse is definitely a favorite of the Tiki Bar at Gulfstream Park and Bourbon War, obviously, in same category there. But this race is wide, spanking open, and there's value everywhere in these horses. Code of Honor will come back and run better. He won the last race at the Fountain of Youth, which shows you he likes the track. So you go with a horse for the course is what we called it in the old days. Code of Honor is very dangerous here. But, Nick, you could pick any of them, and I couldn't go against you in this race.
Yeah, it's hard to separate them here. Of course, you were talking about your trip to Gulfstream Park. That's, of course, where Mike Barone had the isn't that the trip? I might have this right. The famous cry, crab cake down, when the incident happened with Carolyn and Sonny Hine, the owners of Skip Away. I wasn't there for it, but I heard a lot about it. You know, the Florida Derby here with I liked Hidden Scroll. I'm not convinced of his style. I was kind of hoping to kind of see a change of tactics come out of Wilmot. Maybe looking for that a little bit today. Don't like the price either. I mean, that 5-2, hopefully that price inches up a little bit. I kind of like Maximum Security a little bit. Jason Service's horse, very impressive. Now joining the stakes ranks, we'll see what Maximum Security can do. That's the 7 horse there. And of course, Code of Honor is certainly proven at Gulfstream Park. Did you look at any of the undercard races at Florida today? You have any thoughts on the Pan American or some of the underlink stakes?
Well, the good thing about the Pan American, it comes on at 6, and NBC Sports should broadcast these two races before March Madness kicks in. So there'll be a lot of handle watching on national TV today on these two races. So I'll do a late double with Pan American Stakes is the 13th race, and then the Florida Derby is the 14th race. The Pan American Stakes, a horse actually calls focus group, is a Kitten's Joy bred with the Irad Ortiz, the other half of the dynamic duo, at 4-1. And it's Kitten's Joy horse, but he's not owned by the Ramseys. The Ramseys own a horse called So Glee in this race, going against their own horses that they bred. So very interesting matchup there. I'm taking focus group in the Pan American game and Solji with the Ramsey's horse, and taking it with the Florida Derby in a late double. Very nice opportunity to boost your bet with a late race 13-14 stakes double.
Great. And the TV for both races again, do you have the post times there?
Yeah, the, NBCSN. NBC. One comes right about 6:05 and then 6:36. All I've moved up before March Madness kicks in.
Great. We'll be watching Derby Bill Watson giving his thoughts on the Derby scene, or maybe not his thoughts, as it's just so hard to figure out this year. It's really challenging. It'll be settled here in the next. You won't want to miss the next several weeks on horse racing and, of course, on Off to the Races. Derby Bill, thanks for your input Saturday morning.
Yeah, the more challenging, the more money.
Absolutely. I don't think we'll see a favorite this year. Derby Bill on Off to the Races. Want to thank Matt Josephs, doing a great job keeping me straight and on schedule on Off to the Races this morning. We heard from Teresa Gennaro from South Florida. Ferris Allen and Karen Dennehy-Godsey joined us to give us a little bit of local input. And, of course, good luck today in the Florida Derby. The major stakes race coming up, and of course next week we have a schedule of races with the Keeneland is just around the corner from us, and then we have the Santa Anita Derby, the Arkansas Derby, lots of prep races in front of us. Thanks for sitting in for Frank Vespi this morning. I'm your host, Nick Hahn. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us, your Saturday morning, and we'll see you next week on Off to the Races.
This is Golic and Wingo.
It's probably the best of both worlds if you're a Suns fan, right? You get to see Devin Booker, get to see some really good play out of him, yep. And your team loses. So your team will be one of the three.
That is so NBA.
That will have a 14% chance to get the number one pick in the draft. They're hanging right there. It's the Knicks with 14 wins, Phoenix with 17 wins. So they're right there where they want to be. Yet you get to see a great young player in Devin Booker.
It's Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings starting at 6 on 99.5 and 102.7 ESPN.
Want to listen at home? Just say, Alexa, play ESPN Richmond. The Amazon Echo is another way to hear 99.5 and 102.7 ESPN.
From the Law Firm Studios, your personal injury attorneys.
99.5 and 102.7 ESPN.
WXGI Richmond. WTPS Petersburg.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, Auburn coach Bruce Pearl a short time ago told ESPN's College Game Day forward Chuma Okeke has undergone an MRI on his injured knee. They're awaiting the results. Pearl said they fear the worst, hope for the best. They do believe it's a pretty serious injury. Pearl joins Darian Mell at the bottom of the hour. Tigers face Kentucky in the Elite Eight tomorrow. The Elite Eight does tip off tonight with Gonzaga's electrifying offense taking on the stifling defense of Texas Tech at 6:09 Eastern. Bulldogs tops in the country in a handful of categories, including scoring, averaging over 80.